Attention in the pits, attention in the pits. Welcome back to another episode of the Backup Girls official podcast. I know it's been a while since we've heard from y'all, or since y'all have heard from us, but as always, joined by my lovely co-host, Bonnie.
Hey guys, guess who's back?
Yeah, and when we say it has been a crazy... How long has it been? 2 months? 3 months since we've recorded an episode?
I don't even... Well, I think Morgan was our last one, so July 23rd is when it dropped.
Yeah, so however long it's been since then was the last time we recorded, because we recorded it the night before and posted it the next day.
Life, man.
It's been crazy. Crazy busy. We've had so much happen personally and with our race teams in between now and then. And we are just so excited to finally be back.
Yes, we are. I love your voice, so that also helps.
No, we haven't even talked on the phone in... I don't even know how long.
I have zero idea, too. It's funny, because right before I pushed record, I told Emily, I was like, why did I go back to work?
Then I told Bonnie, she said, I told you so.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, you're not the only one. You are not the only one. So we do a Thanksgiving week side-by-side ride thing, whatever. And one of the girls, Courtney Lewis, in our group messaged me today and was like, how many people are coming? And I was like, I don't even know. And she was like, you going back to work is really interfering. And I was like, I know.
Our fun time.
Sorry about that, folks. But one day I'll get this together.
For anybody that didn't know, one of the biggest changes that have happened over the last couple of months was that Bonnie went back to work full-time.
Outside the home.
Outside of the home, in the real world again.
I'm back in the real world, guys.
And I hate it so much.
I know. It's, oh man. We went and played pickleball Friday night for one of my dearest, bestest friends' 40th birthdays. And I was like, oh my gosh, that was so much fun. We should do this like every other week, us girls, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, you went back to work. I was like, oh, yeah. Okay, but like nighttime.
You don't get to have fun anymore.
No. And then I'm exhausted. But it's good. It's a great adjustment. I love it. It's so much fun. New people going into it, met new people. It's for the school, so it's with my kids, and not with my kids, but like in same schedule. And
will be with your kids.
Will be eventually with my children. But it's been an adjustment for the Lawson household. My perspective for the positive.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, initially it was a big change for you because, I mean, you went from stay-at-home mom to working, you know.
Yeah, total of 10 years.
Yeah. So. And I can tell that you're getting more well-adjusted because I'm starting to hear from you again.
I'm not MIA. Yes. Yeah,
she's alive, guys.
Guys, I answer text messages now. And, you know, it's going to be hours later, but you'll get a couple reels sent to you.
It takes 3 business hours instead of 3 business days.
Yes.
And I'm happy with it.
Yes. No, it's been good. It's been an adjustment, but like I said, it's positive for me. Everybody around here has to be all hands on deck. So, I mean, all of Lane's life and then a lot of Pamela's. So it's
9. So
yeah. Yeah. So it's been a hot, hot minute, but it's okay. We're going to make it and mama's back, but here we are. And I mean, we've jobs and you work late and you don't work late. And then,
yeah, I mean,
you're still traveling around with your, you know, backing up, what was it, the War Wagon?
Yeah,
for Kevin.
War Wagon. Well, it was the Kevin driving the War Wagon car. Shane Ferris had texted me like 3 days before, like last minute, hey, can you help? And so luckily that track is only 60 miles from my house, so it's really not far at all. But my job is in the oil and gas industry, which is constantly up and down, which we're in a really good upswing as far as I know right now.
Well, that's great news.
Yeah, so it in turn has been, we have a lot of work coming in, which means we have a lot of work that needs to get done all at the same time, and we have people that can't seem to show up that are getting fired, and then new people coming in to replace old people and having to be trained. And so there's just a lot going on. And for a good, like, month and a half, I was working 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Ugh.
Plus, like, potential weekends, which luckily it never came to that. But it's been an adjustment for me as well, because going to work when it's dark and then coming home and the sun is almost already fully set, like, there's no time in the day to do anything other than eat, shower, and go to sleep. So,
and then do it all again.
And wake up and do it all again the next day.
Jesus. Okay, before we jump in, kind of where we left off, want to give a shout out to our sponsors.
Yes, so we have had the most amazing support all year, and we said it more than once, but we couldn't say it enough. Thank you to all of our sponsors that have backed us all year, especially these last couple of weeks when we've kind of been slacking a little bit.
Sorry,
but yeah, we'll do better, we promise. But as always, thank you to Car Chicks Apparel, Kingdom Media Company, R40 Trucking, Outlaw Truck and Trailer, and Double D Med Spa. Y'all are the best, and we love you so much.
Always had faith in us, never lost it. So that's a positive.
Even when we lost faith in ourselves, they were...
Oh my gosh.
They were our supporters.
They were.
And although they weren't one of our official sponsors, they were people that supported us all year, and that's Cuckoo, a.k.a. Jeff Bozeman, and Kathy and Karen. They, the three of them... gave money for every single one of our race contest scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And then would throw in additional money if it was a theme that they extra liked. So
yes, it was. They are amazing. The three amigos, they are three musketeers. They are phenomenal. I'll actually see Little Miss Karen in a couple of weeks, so I'm stoked about that.
I miss them. I miss all of them so much.
What was it?
I was gonna say, I know it's all like your crew, your family, so you see them.
Like, I see them a lot more, and we don't go a day without talking.
And so. I only see. I mean, I'm sure if I texted Kathy, she would text me back, no questions asked, but. It's not the same, you know?
No, it's not. They're so amazing. They are. It's a little funny story. They'll like this for the shout out. So when my daughter Pamela races in Tulsa, there's usually 1 to 2 Wally races every year. And she's 1 for 1 with the Wallys this season. So her last race is in November, and that's another Wally race. So anyways, anytime she buys a Wally, her and Jeff have an agreement that he buys her what she wants. Granted, she's 9 years old. So the things that she wants, I'm over here like half of college, half of your first car, the water bill, because you take hour long showers. Like, let's be reasonable here, lady. The first time after they made this agreement, she got a bonsai tree. She loves Karate Kid. Don't ask me.
Interesting choice for her.
Yes.
I was not expecting that.
Yep. Neither was I. Bonsai tree shows up at my house, and I, of course, end up taking care of it. Killed it. Shocker. I think I like replanted it or whatever too soon, but no surprise. But it hung on for quite a while. And then this go around, she asked for a fish. She wants a betta fish. And I'm like, you
maybe,
can't
maybe
even
we need to get more creative.
Please. So I'm like, absolutely not. You can't even feed the dogs on a regular basis or pick your clothes up out of your bathroom floor or, you know, simple tasks. And you want a fish. So that was, I don't know when she wanted it. It was months ago. The other day we come home and there is a package. And if anything's ever packaged to all of us, like including the kids, we always let the kids open it. Here's this box. It's addressed to all of us. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to let the kids open it. Not only is there a tank in this box, a fish tank, there's a $25 Petmart, Petco, whatever gift card taped to it.
To go get a beta fish.
Like to the pet store, not like Walmart. I don't even know if Walmart sells fish anymore like they used to. But like... has to go to the
like
animal
PetSmart
store
or Petco or
yes,
whatever.
Something. Then for me, because I love anything sour, there's two packs of like sour candy in there. Shane always has to have a fresh piece of gum every run he makes. So they bought him a pack of gum. And to top it all off, two harmonicas.
Oh my God.
Two harmonicas.
Why two?
One for each. Wrote on them, wrapped them, wrote on there, inside use only.
Inside use only.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you that was all doing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Both of them. And apparently the harmonicas were supposed to make it to Albuquerque because they wanted the ride home to be musical.
Nice.
Yeah. Didn't get there in time. So lucky us on that one. But yeah, I've been, and then in fourth grade and here, because I remember when I was in fourth grade, so I guess I would say in Oklahoma, fourth graders get recorders in music class. So not only do I have a recorder, yes, I have a harmonica. It's fabulous at the Lawson household.
Yeah. See, my elementary school started doing recorders in fourth grade.
Okay. So maybe it's a thing.
When I got into sixth grade, they started doing it. So it was like a newer thing. But when I was in the sixth grade, we had ukuleles.
Oh God. Well, that's a little bit better.
Yeah, one of our teachers was from Hawaii, and she got one of her like friends back home to sponsor the school with ukuleles, and so we would do like concerts and stuff with them. And it's not as bad as a harmonica or a recorder, but I think my dad and my mom would beg to differ because
I'm sure. It's all fun and games till you become the parent. That's all I have to say.
Well, you're the one that has to, yeah.
Yeah, so the Bozemans, they got jokes too. They're funny and loving and all and sour all at the same time. So, but nope, they never lost hope in us. And I don't think they will next season. Very, very grateful. Well, and that's one of the things that we're going to kind of make these in segments, increments, whatever, and kind of backtrack, but the whole theme thing. So we've said it before, but Karen and Kathy came to us and was like, you know, we want to give $100 to the best dress. And Emily and I were like, let's theme them. So fast forward to Albuquerque. And yes, we understand and we know that the alien thingy mabobbers, whatever, is not in Albuquerque.
The whole inspiration behind it was, yes, I know that Area 51 is not even in New Mexico. The whole premise behind it for me was the original UFO sighting that started the whole UFO craze in the United States was in Roswell, New Mexico. And if I'm being honest, the only thing that I think of when I think of New Mexico is turquoise jewelry. And UFOs. So right. I was like, well, we can't really theme around a contest turquoise jewelry. So then I was like, boom.
Right.
Aliens versus military, because that was another thing.
Well, too. And we like to like have fun. I mean, Baton Rouge was Mardi Gras, even though Mardi Gras already happened. And so we just change it up and have fun and something that you obviously wouldn't wear backing up the cars, or, you know, you wouldn't even think about wearing in general.
And we wanted to try to kind of keep it relevant to the area that we were in, or like what was going on at that point in time. So like Eddyville, Iowa, I said corn because it's called Chaos in the Cornfield, but Bonnie vetoed that idea.
Well, only because it's in on Memorial Day weekend.
That was going to be my follow-up, was yeah. It was Memorial Day weekend, so Bonnie said patriotic, and I said, I guess, but I'm
because we'd all just show up looking like corn.
If I can do it next year, we are going to be dressing like corn.
We're doing the corn. Yeah, so that was like our main thing with it. So fast forward to Albuquerque, and we did aliens versus military. And, you know, I don't want to say we got backlash, as in like, why would you not do it Peppers? Or because see, when I think of New Mexico, I was born and lived there for a while. So when I think of New Mexico, I think of horny toads. I think of like rain. When it did rain, it was the fun rain, the hot. and
Monsoon
like
rains, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and like Chili Peppers, but also, or also because I live there, but like the hot air balloon festival that's in Albuquerque, yes, every year. But it was fun. And so not that like we got backlash, but everybody was like, well, how are we supposed to do this? And what are we supposed to do with that? And how do you dress like an alien?
Yeah, we got a lot of questions being like, how, like, when I think of New Mexico, you know, I think of the Chili Peppers and the Hot Air Balloon Festival, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's great and all, and I'm not dissing that, but how are we supposed to dress up like that? It was the biggest thing.
Right.
Like,
right. Without, hot air balloons on the racetrack trying to back up a car.
I was going to say, we can't have dress up like a hot air balloon. I don't even know how that would work. And then how are you supposed to dress up like a Chili Pepper? Like, you're
right,
supposed to wear all red and look like a used tampon? Like, what are we supposed to do here?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, you missed that race. We missed you at that race.
So sad, but I was getting photo updates all weekend from Bonnie and from all the photographers. I had texted all of them like, hey guys, please send me all the pictures.
Send them my way.
So I was working a boat race in El Reno, Oklahoma, actually about 30 minutes west of Oklahoma City, called Smoke on the Water. And Saturday night they had a concert going, and I was off to the side on the concert, like away from the concert, to where I was out of like earshot of it. And I don't remember who it was, but it was somebody with the gambler car was Facebook Live during the finals. And so I was on the phone with Alex watching the Facebook Live, because my service was so crappy it kept cutting out, and so he was giving me the play-by-play of what I was missing while we were watching it at the same time.
Yeah, it was a very interesting weekend. So if you have followed our podcast, our page, the Chaos page, if you are on Facebook, you should know this by now. But Mother Nature tried her hardest to make our season difficult. So
try her hardest. She did.
She did her hardest. However, I felt like with all the speed bumps, like we powered through it. So had a great, successful season. I
think we had every form of weather event other than snow, because we had rain, we had borderline tornadoes, mm-hmm, we had hail in Odessa, we had sweltering, like borderline heat exhaustion numbers.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We had 1700% humidity in Baton Rouge. Like,
oh my gosh, that
just about every weather phenomenon you can think of, literally, other than snow, we had this year.
And it's an outside event. It's a traveling trailer park outside event.
Yeah, it's not like you can just reschedule it for next weekend. Like,
no. Like, there's so much that Chris and Tara do to make these things happen. So we got rained out of Eddyville, and then we get to New Mexico. I am like seriously racking my brain to go back. So we get to New Mexico, and I think we made maybe one pass, and then it started to rain. Is that how it went?
If I'm remembering correctly, it was like one round of qualifying, and then they had to send people back to the pits because it was starting to rain or the storm was.
Yes, and everybody had their weather apps up, and they're like, it's supposed to pass, and this, that, and another. And I don't know if you've ever been to New Mexico, but when it rains, it's. I don't, especially like what's going on in the world right now, I don't want to like compare it to a hurricane, but it's like when it rains, it rains.
The issue with New Mexico is it's such a desert, and the ground is so dry that when the water hits it initially, it's so dry that it doesn't want to absorb the water. Mm-hmm. So it sits on top of the surface of the dirt.
Well, and the way that Albuquerque's pits are.
It's a hill.
Or, yes.
It's a basin on the side of the hill, because it's just it's a bowl. It all collected in the middle.
Yes. And so it was raining. And raining and raining and raining. And I'm talking raining where I couldn't even go outside and go across, because our bus was like three steps away on the other side. I couldn't even go outside. It was raining so hard. And then our pit was part of, like, I would say the top of the bowl because if you saw the pictures and how, like, some people had to move pits, which means load up. Because again, we made one pass. It was like Q1. And so
everybody had all their stuff out. Everybody was all set up.
Yes. And these cars take a lot of big things and they take a lot of little things. So they had to move. And our, I didn't know this, but the water, because I was like, there's no point in me going out. The kids were tired anyways, and so I ended up putting them to bed. But our projects were underwater. That's how high up it was in our pits.
And for anybody who doesn't know, projects are a hydraulic jack that goes up underneath the car, and it's got these pins that hook into the car, and it lifts it up, I want to say, a good 18 inches to 2 feet off the ground.
Right.
It's enough to where, and I know you've seen Cody before, it's enough to where Cody can get up underneath that car
and work on it
and pull the belly pan off and do all that kind of stuff. So it was a lot.
It's
a lot of water for it to fully submerge.
Yeah. So obviously they called it, and then we, damnedest thing, we wake up the next morning and the water's gone. But did it tear up some people's awnings, I want to say, too, because the wind?
Yeah, there was a pile.
Yes, okay.
On Facebook of a pile of broken awnings, which it happens every year in Odessa, too, because of the wind.
The wind, yeah. The wind and the sand storms. Gosh, that's a nightmare.
I want to say that it was Brutus that posted the photo of, like, 4 or 5 just absolutely mangled canopies, like the legs sticking out 6 different directions.
Yeah, it got pretty gnarly. And then for, like, my in-laws, they don't stay at the track. They always get a hotel in, like, the Bozemans and things like that. So they were saying when they were leaving, because, again, Albuquerque's track is on top of a mountain. So obviously you have to get down from the mountain to get to a hotel. And it's a dirt road. And there was, like, a couple sketchy, one specific place that, like, was washed out. And one of those just Hail Marys. Like, we got to go. If we don't, we're going to be, you know, sleeping in the bus with the kids and things like that. So it was insane. But again, you woke up the next morning and it was like nothing happened.
Nothing had happened except for the pile of mangled canopies.
Except for the pile of metals. And then it's like, okay, let's go racing. So did we run Q2 and 3?
That I don't know.
Jeez. See, this is why we cannot skip. If we did, we did. Obviously have a Q3 because we did the dress up, and I don't think there was one bug that I can recall that did not dress up either alien or military. And
including Justin.
And that's what I was going to say.
Justin never dresses up.
I thought I was up there in time. We always run in the back of the pack. So I was getting up there and giving Pamela the camera and getting set and, you know, all the things and getting pictures to send to you to post. For all the reasons, and I somehow miss Justin. So this is what we're saying when we say, like, even though sometimes it's like, how am I supposed to do this? And give me, you know, like, some creative ideas and blah, blah, blah. He literally still dressed up as the gladiator, but still had a blow-up alien suit on. Yeah. I was so mad at myself. I did not see it because I saw a picture and I was like, oh, Justin. But everybody partaked. And it was so much fun. And shout out to you, not coming, but Pamela got to wear your blow up alien. And then I used it for
the outfit that I had bought for her.
Yeah. Yeah. I wore hers. And then, cause my daughter is the size of a teenager. Well, apparently a 39-year-old.
Yeah, but you are also, your child is the same size as me.
Right. Yeah.
And you are also now the same size as me.
So. Yeah. Well, it worked out fine. And then I, you know, had Lane's fake machine gun thingy that I don't know. So we like a good theme. The Lawson family loves a good theme and good props. So, yeah, it was a
little shout out to the one outfit. Because I know you're going to get to there first, and I want to say it. Miss Mama Joe. Oh, yes. Wearing Ken Singleton's actual camis from when he was in the military.
Yes. Yes. So, I mean, this is, and see, this is what I love too, is seeing people's creativity. Like, I mean, obviously for Mama Jo, that was a no brainer, but I would have never thought to be like, hey, are you going to wear a Singleton's thing? Cause if not, can I? And you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I've had an absolute, I mean, I've been doing this for how many years now? And I want to say, like, this was the most fun. I mean, it's always fun, especially now that Pamela can wear like exact things as me, but theming them is what I literally live for.
Yeah. And I feel like too, this one was honestly, in my opinion, one of the simplest, which was funny because we got the most like questions about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in my opinion, personally, I thought it was one of the simplest because like, hello, military camouflage. Aliens, right. You wear lime green and
well, and that silver. Was the thing, like, so creativity, because creativity is so creative for the fact that, like, I mean, the blow up suit, so
different, yeah,
and then there was like, still crazy. Diane did an alien, but hers was like a green mask with a green wig, and then she had like silver, shimmer stuff on, and then you had Cassie that I'm assuming it was a bodysuit, a shimmery bodysuit, yes. And then you had
like a silver chrome,
with right? Some metallic in it, and like, and then she had alien glasses, like so many different ways that you
doing the same thing,
right? Like if you can get your head out of the box. You can like take it and go just a little bit. Doesn't take much. So no, it was a lot of fun. And I will say this year in Albuquerque was nothing like last year. Last year was 432 degrees. Like literally felt like Satan was about to walk around the corner and be like, welcome.
Well, last year, Pamela, my boyfriend's mom, fell out from heat exhaustion. Like, and that was a really bad weekend for us too, because it was literally me, Alex, Todd, and Pamela. We were the only
oh, that's right. Yep. There. The rest of your crew wasn't there.
Yeah. So we full on thought that it was just going to be me and Todd running the car, and we were going to have to go like full Jordan Belew, or like, or even how, oh my God, why did their name just leave my head? How the Neils do it. How they'll start the car, yeah. And then Chelsea will chase the car down. And yeah, I thought we were going to have to do that. Luckily, we didn't. But it was
the all hands on deck kind of thing.
Yeah, but total 180 to go from that to, oh my God, everybody hold the canopies down. We're about to float away.
Yes, yes. But then it was like the next day. It was just, I mean, it was obviously a little warm, but it was nothing compared to last year. So we got to finish the race and a lot of firsts.
So speaking of the Neils, mm-hmm. That was a race for them where it was the first time that both the wife and the children were not there, of course.
Of course.
So it was also the same time that Michael got his first ever round win, which led to his first ever final round in Funny Car Chaos, which was so awesome to watch and follow on Facebook.
Yeah.
Like on their personal pages. And I'm sure that, excuse me, even in the pits, like they were, I bet they were electric.
Oh, yes.
So excited.
And as they were coming down, like the return row, it was, you know, everybody was cheering and stuff. That's one of the greatest things about this series is that it's just everybody's happy for everybody. Yeah, we compete against each other, but everybody gets ecstatic when especially firsts happen.
Just like when we were in Louisiana? And Louisiana, when Casey got his first run in the threes. And I ran over there and hooting and hollering with Amy and his mom and all of them and their whole crew. And everybody around us was hooting and hollering. And so much fun. I love this little race family that we have.
Our little traveling trailer park, as Chelsea says, speaking of the Neils. And then Slauson set the record again. That happened in Albuquerque. And then we ended up winning the A field.
Yes.
So that was super fun and exciting. And then
remember who won the B field, but I know that the final round for the C field was Michael Neal and Wayne Hoffman. And
yeah.
It ended up being Wayne Hoffman winning, which congratulations to that team. It wasn't a win that was given to them by any means. I mean, they still had to work for it.
Right. Speaking of Wayne Hoffman, so we ended Albuquerque again with some hiccups, but no fear. We always figure it out. Chris and Tara always figure it out. That was the last race to qualify.
Qualify. Okay. For the Grade 8 shootout. So that was the one thing. Oh, I dropped my phone. We were a contender for that. So the whole reason that this came about was, I guess at the beginning of the year, Wayne Hoffman and Fred Spell got together and they were like, hey, we want to do this deal in finals where whoever gets the top 8 cars to get the top 8 most qualifying points, we want to do like a chip draw shootout. So the way that it worked is all year you accumulated points for qualifying. So obviously if you're number 1 qualifier, you get 8 points. If you're number 8 qualifier, you get 1 point, and kind of fill in the blanks. So the top 8 cars for the whole season, which was pretty much every car that went to every race, qualified for the Grade 8 shootout in Mocan. And it was sponsored by Hoffman Masonry and Spell Paving. And I think it was really well done and it ended up working out really well. And they ended up doing, they took the top 8 cars, which was y'all, Wayne Hoffman, Jordan Ballou, Chuck Lofton. Their names leaving my head right now. Bill Bernard.
I wasn't counting. Crap. Us, Kirk, Jade.
Kirk Williams and Jade. And then I'm missing one more. Brutus.
Brutus. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what they did was they took, in Mocan at the driver's meeting, they had I don't know if it was a hat or a bag or something, with 8 chips in it. And there was 4 pairs of colors. And went up and drew the chip. And that's who you were paired up against. And I think it worked out really well because all the cars that run similar numbers ended up running each other first round. So it wasn't
Well, hold on. Because we had Jade and her car wouldn't start or something.
No, y'all ran Kirk first round, I thought.
No, we had Jade.
You did. You had Kirk first round because you had Chuck Lofton.
We had to go up against Kirk twice in a row, yes. But when it came to the Grade 8 shootout and round 1, quote unquote, we're going to save Mocan. Well,
that's right, because our car wouldn't start and then Shane stuttered.
His misfired. So that sucks that her car wouldn't start because she would have outran him.
And especially because when she turned around and ended up going back out there was when Dustin Bradford almost hit the back of her car.
Oh, I missed that. I don't. Okay. Thoughts to ourselves. Okay. So that is how the Grade 8 shootout came about. Wayne, hands down, phenomenal job organizing it, putting it together. I mean, the details and it's just all of it. And I know, I can't obviously speak for the whole 8, but I know from a handful of those 8, so excited all season long. Like I felt like people were trying just as hard to make it to the Grade 8 shootout than they were to win the championship.
Yeah, especially when we found out that it was a Wally that was up for grabs.
Yes. So that's another thing. And like,
insane.
What? And it's so like, and I love that because like, obviously, my family comes from racing and Pamela is up to 3. She has 3 on her own. Before the Grade 8 shootout, Shane had 4. So of course now Pamela is like, I got one more to tie my dad, which she has in November. And so we're not competitive at all in this household. So for the record,
I really, really couldn't tell.
Yeah, we're not. We just, It's just for fun.
Participation money that's, for everybody.
That's who we are. So she was like, yes. And then we find out about the Wally. And so she, of course, is like, yay, Dad, let's go. And then she's like, gosh darn it, I almost caught him. But he didn't win his first Wally till like, you know, way after racing, like he started racing. So anyways, so he ended up getting a new truck this year, and we name our vehicles, we name them all. And if it's got a motor and it's got wheels, we name it.
Getting a name.
It's getting a name. And so I said, I feel like we need to name your truck Wally. Oh, by the way, that is the name of the fish that eventually will end up in my house as Wally too. And he goes, Wally, because my old truck is Walter and nicknamed Wally. And so he was like, we already have a Wally. Why would you think Wally? And I go, because you'll never win another one, because you don't win Wally's in the Funny Car Chaos.
No, that's also, it's one, it's true, but it's also funny because it's kind of backhanded, but it's true, but it's still
but
funny.
If you know me, I always give you a backhanded compliment.
Yeah.
That's just what I do. So
I can just imagine Slauson looking like staring at you dead eyes, like,
literally
mouth open.
I was
like,
just fixing.
Really?
Yeah, he literally did. He was like, really? And I was like, well, I'm just saying you won't win another one again. He was like, I mean, I could, you know, the whole I could if I went pro, and I was like, okay. Anyways, moving on. So for a hot minute, his truck's name was Wally, and then it was kind of like, oh, it didn't really stick. Because we obviously already have a Wally because Biggie has my old truck. But then now here he is and he wins a Wally. So I'm like, all right, we got to go back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
So that was super cool.
That was fun.
Yeah. So, but Wayne and Fred and everybody that had their hands in on it did an amazing job with it. And I mean, we got goodie bags with hats and shirts and of course the Wally. I feel like Shane.
All kinds of goodies.
All kinds of stuff. And then they organized a group photo for the grade eight before racing even started in Mocan.
Also got pushed back. So we'll get into a little bit more of what happened in Mocan next episode. But
yes.
Mother Nature again was fighting us.
Oh my gosh. So, I mean, as much as we need the rain right now, I'm like, gay. I'm over the, like when it comes to race season, I'm over the rain. But just a little touch on how the grade eight came about, how you qualified for it. I don't know if they're going to be doing it next year, have they said?
I haven't seen anything for it, but I would hope that they would because I think it turned out really well. Everybody thought it was a lot of fun. And it added.
I mean, even the chip draw. I went over there one time with Shane for the chip draw. Because Wayne had called me and was like, hey, we're fixing to do the draw. I can't get a hold of Shane. And so I was like, okay. I said, if I can't find him, I'll come over and draw for him. Which we all know how funny that would have been. And he's like, okay, that works for me. That's perfect. So sure enough, I see him and I take him over there. And even the guys drawing the chips, it was just...
so much fun.
It's so much fun.
They did it at the driver's meeting, so obviously everybody was there turning in their tech cards, and I was, like, biting my nails to see.
Oh, is that the first time they did it? Was that the driver? Okay. See, I don't go to driver's meetings. That's awesome.
But no, I mean, everybody was, like, on edge waiting to see who got paired up with who and how it was going to end up, and it was so much fun. I'm glad, personally, that I got to watch it from the outside because it was less stress on me.
Right, right.
But it was definitely cool to have, like, as an option because it literally doubled the stakes for Mocan, especially for y'all.
Oh, gosh.
Which we'll get into that.
And more pressure.
Next week in another episode.
Right.
But so much fun.
It was. Did you see the, I don't know who posted it, and we don't need to get into all the details. It's fine. But somebody had posted on one of the Funny Car Chaos pages and was like asking about like the sportsman ladder and.
Yes, I did see that.
Yeah. And
I know exactly who posted it.
I do too. But I was like, you know, I told Shane, I said, all comments aside and, you know, not name dropping or anything. And I said, I think one race would be so much fun. Chip draw.
Yes. And that's exactly what Todd, Alex's dad, and many of other people were saying too.
Like it would, I have my own opinions. I will not voice them. feel free to reach out if you would like them. But I just think, like, for one race, or hell, a whole damn season, let's chip draw. I just, that to me is fun. And that to me is racing. Who gets A to B? But listen, I married into this. I wasn't born. It's not in my blood. Yada, yada, yada. I just think it would be fun. You know what I mean?
We can agree to disagree on that one.
Yeah, that's fine. It's fine. I just think it would be fun. That's why I finally understood it.
I'm down to do it for one race.
Not a whole season?
Not a whole season, just because, no offense, y'all are the big dogs compared to us.
Yeah, but look what happened. And look what happened when Shane went up against Jade. His car misfired.
True.
I mean, on paper, Shane should have blew her out of the water. Compared, like, and I'm not, that's not talking crap. That's not,
no, like, that's just all the things.
That is strictly numbers. It's our car versus hers, what we run, what she runs, all the things. Shane should have, I mean, left her in his dust. And
instead, he ran like a 450, which is slower than what Alex has run.
Yeah. It misfired, and it's funny too, because my best friend Jamie, she like knows nothing about drag racing. Like, she's the friend that you text and she's, you know, we won. And she's like, that's awesome. She doesn't ask details. She like nothing. And that round, Shane wore his Ray-Bans that, actually Miss Karen bought him. He won Albuquerque. She says, you win a race this season, I'll buy you the Ray-Bans. And so they record and then you can go live with them and all the things. He wore them and I sent her the video and she was like, that's awesome. What happened? And like, so she even noticed something happened and he was like, bam, what happened? He's going slow. So, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, yeah, big dogs, target on our back, whatever, but it's like anything can happen. On paper, yes, we should have beat her, whatever you want to say. Like,
on paper, y'all run 360s, 370s, and she runs 400s on a good pass.
Right.
She doesn't run in the threes. So strictly on paper, she doesn't stand a chance unless Shane eats sandwiches or red lights.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless she's quick on her tree, or the car misfires, or the dang thing decides to hop up and do wheelies halfway down the track. Yeah. So yeah, on paper, but again, unfortunately her car didn't start. And so
he had to move to the back of the pack. I think it was her throttle cable disconnected or something. Mm. It started, but it wouldn't go.
I have no idea. I just know that my car coughed up a loogie.
She ended up moving to the back of the pack,
which gave us,
made a really good pass.
Yeah, which gave us the round win
for the grade eight.
Right. So it was not a good pass, obviously, with qualifying and all the things above. But anyways, we'll get into that. It's just, I think that would be fun. I just think it would be fun. Like,
I think it would be
line them up. So let's
the
go.
The post that was made was not intended to be controversial or cause any issues. And it was stated in that post that it was not his intention.
Right.
But there was a lot more people, typically because men and racers love to argue. But they say
women are bad.
Yeah. Have y'all looked in the mirror? Anyhoozle. Typically, these men love to bicker and argue with each other, but most of them were like on board with the whole chip draw thing. A lot of them want to do that.
We should try it.
I thought that was kind of fun.
Chris, now that I know, Tara, you're listening.
Now that I know how on board the majority is with it, I think it would be fun to do. But if it was going to be like everybody bitching and moaning the whole time, then I definitely wouldn't want to do it, because I wouldn't want to hear the complaints.
Right. Yeah. No, for sure.
I think is the hold up for Chris and Tara, which is completely understandable, because already catch enough slack just for
running this,
doing their thing. Yeah. Yep.
Oh yeah. You always will. You and your own business. It's phenomenal. You'll catch it all directions. So
yeah.
Okay, so I think we're going to end it there. We will pick up grade eight shootout, kind of little breakdown, MoCan, a lot of things on the line.
Yeah.
First and second were a point away. Third and fourth were a point away.
Got plenty of talk to y'all about. We just got to find the time to sit down and
record. We got to find the time. And then we had the junior buck contest, which I'm going to say was my most favorite.
Yes.
Like my absolute most favorite. When I can make people smile and happy, that brings me happy. Not that I'm a people pleaser, but it's just, I love
really you're doing not. That.
Not anymore. No. Used to be real bad. Lots of therapy, folks. Lots of therapy helped in that. But no, I think we had a great thing. And I know the juniors loved it. So a lot more to talk about. But
till then, if y'all have any more questions or you want, if there's anything you want us to talk about, future ideas, if you have something that you think we should talk about, whatever it is. Reach out to either me and Bonnie directly through Facebook or through the Backup Girls official Facebook. Like I said, we both work a lot, so we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Promise we're not ignoring you if we don't respond immediately. But with that being said, if you don't have anything else to add, Bonnie?
I don't think so. Not right now.
Then we'll see you guys at the track.
Bye.